This is Michael Johnson, and welcome to another in our series of podcasts with F5 Networks. And today we have a product marketing manager, Mike Krasno, here from F5. Mike, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Michael. Good to be here.
We're here today to talk about the latest version of Big IP and why it's time to migrate if you've got some of the older software there. And we're going to talk about some of the benefits of Big IPs. But first, let's talk about that history and about this possible migration that folks are going to be doing.
This company built their name with load balancing and really around our 4.x product that people call Big IP. Now, in 2002, we released version 9, which we still call Big IP, but it's really a quantum leap ahead because we rebuilt the architecture from the ground up. So it really took us from load balancing to more true application delivery. So in these last 5 years, we've really proven with V9 that the hardware and software is both very stable and really ready to be deployed globally, and we have been deployed around the world with version 9. So we're talking about migration today because as we look to the future, a lot of these 4X boxes are getting long in the tooth, and it's time to start thinking about going towards the next technology.
Well, what are some of the specific benefits that folks are going to see in that migration from 4X to 9X?
Really, the greatest benefit you'll see is improved application performance. So your users who are using these applications will really be able to see maybe even a 10X improvement in the application performance just by going with V9. We've built things into version 9 like compression, caching, SSL offload to really take the strain off the servers to let them serve and let the Big IP manage the traffic connections out to the users. Really what the base of that is our TMOS architecture. The cornerstone of version 9 is really this TMOS engine, this traffic management engine, that brings unmatched intelligence to the network. So the key about TMOS is really that it's not just intelligent, but it's also really fast. So we can do things at line speed, like run our iRule scripting language, which can make some customized traffic decisions for you. And also, you can really reduce your operating costs with version 9. The new graphical user interface is very easy to use, and you can save time just on trying to set up and manage your Big IPs. But as you start going to this higher performance engine here, you're actually able to reduce the number of boxes in your network potentially. So now not only is it easier to manage a single box, you have less boxes to manage.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that platform and what some of that improved performance would be.
Well, number one is just that the actual traffic throughput is improved greatly. So now we're able to offer up to 10 gigs of traffic throughput on our highest end box. So now you're talking for even the largest enterprises, traffic management beyond their needs.
And let's go through some of the other features. Now, I know that we've got full proxy improvements, we've got software and hardware. Let's take those one by one. Talk about full proxy, if you will.
With the TMOS architecture, really the one of the great things about it is that it is a full proxy. So most load balancers, including our version 4 Big IP, was really based on the connection level. So it would look at the connection of traffic coming in and make one decision where that traffic should go and then end the conversation. Well, with version 9, what it allows us to do is to actually look at each packet, both incoming and outgoing, and decide what to do based on what's in that packet. So, for example, if the Big IP sends a connection to a server and the connection comes back as a 404 error, so that page can't be found, the Big IP could see that 404 error and maybe retry the connection with another web server. So it's really not just load balancing, but it's also server offload and intelligent traffic management that we can bring to these organizations.
We can talk a little bit about the software now.
Sure. We've made a lot of improvements in the software, too. Because we have that full proxy now, we're able to do things like improve the TCP stack. So we have this technology called TCP Express, where it optimizes the TCP connection on both sides, both on the server side and the client side. So let's say you've got a client that's connecting with a very slow connection and a fast connection to the server. You can manage those TCP connections independently to really optimize those connections. We can also do some more advanced web acceleration, like we can do some dynamic caching. So even though you've got a dynamic page, we can still do some caching to help serve up images faster and compression, and also manage the browser to optimize the browser connections. One of the other things we're able to do is that error response handling, that example I gave of being able to see a 404 error. We're actually able to see errors and respond to them and shield those errors from the end user. And finally, really, one of the great improvements we've made in the software is the iRule support. So some of you may be familiar with iRules from our 4X Big IP days, but that was really just a subset of what we can do now with iRules. It really is a complete traffic management scripting language. So you can manage even voice over IP connections, for example, and make sure that your servers are talking to each other correctly.
So, Mike, we've talked about the software. Let's turn it over and look at the hardware side and the improvements there.
Sure. We've done a lot of improvements in the hardware, and we actually rebuilt a whole suite of platforms to run the Z9 software on. And really, the reason we did that is because you can't run traffic management on a glorified PC and really do it well. You really have to have dedicated components. So that's really what this hardware brings to the table, is these dedicated ASICs to accelerate these different pieces. Like, we can do all the TCP connections and hardware, all the SSL, all the compression, and then that leaves the core processors there to do the real tough traffic management. So because of that, you're able to see improved SSL performance and improved raw throughput. But it also enables us to do some things like, let's say you overload the processor and the box does go down. There's a separate microcomputer just to manage the box. So even though everything else may be unresponsive, you can still log onto the box and bring it back up. And we've also been able to improve the reliability of the box. So now we've got redundant power supplies, swappable fan bays, and separate boot partitions so you can install an upgrade, check it out, see if it works, and then roll back if you don't like it.
That sounds like a quantum leap in what those boxes are able to do, especially given those greater global needs that folks are needing right now with global data management. So folks would like to find out more information, Mike. We've covered a lot of territory here. Can they go to F5's website to find out more?
Yeah, absolutely. If you go to www.f5.com, you'll see a lot of information on our TMOS architecture and iRules, and you'll also see all about this new hardware and software.
All right. We've been talking today about the new improvements in F5's Big IP. Again, for more information, you can go to f5.com. I'm Michael Johnson, and today we've been talking with Mike Krasno, who is Product Marketing Manager at F5. Mike, thanks for being with us on the podcast today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.